It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. New Mexico lawmakers are reconsidering the state's mandatory death sentence for dogs that injure or kill livestock. The bill from Democratic State Representative Joanne Ferrari of Las Cruces is scheduled for initial consideration today by a legislative committee. On the Tuesday Health Watch, another reason to watch your blood pressure and avoid cigarettes. It's called an aortic dissection, a tear in your aorta, the body's biggest blood vessel that sends blood out from the heart to the arms, brain, abdomen, and legs. It can be deadly, but not always. About 10,000 people a year have aortic dissections, but Dr. Mark Poole, a cardiothoracic surgeon with Texas Health Dallas, says the reason why is a bit of a mystery. He talked about this with KERA Sam Baker.
I think of it as there must be little tiny nano tears normal to the human condition that just heal, don't ever know about it. But if the blood pressure is very high at the moment when a little nano tear occurs, then that can open into a macro tear, a larger tear, and an aortic dissection occur.
What are symptoms of this?
Typically very bad pain. Oddly, almost, it happens at night. Often patients will come to the ER because they were asleep, woke up with severe pain, chest pain, back pain. So bad, they never had pain like that before, and they immediately call 911. Sometimes it can be more of a, wow, I don't know, is this indigestion? Is this something I ate that didn't agree with me?
Yeah.
Occasionally, it can manifest more as a stroke, or even the dissection spreads. It can actually block off other arteries, like branches of the aorta, branches to the brain or branches to the leg. The bruising can get so thick that it cuts off the blood flow to that area, and you can get a stroke or you can get poor blood flow to a leg, kidneys, things like that.
I understand that there are two types of aortic dissection.
Yes. Type A involves the portion directly arising from the heart. If that part's involved, then the person needs an immediate surgery. With a type B, that's the descending part, the part that's more near the abdomen as it comes down. That part, if it tears, it's a big problem. But typically, those patients can be managed with medications first. And sometimes we go in later with what amounts to a really big stent and cover the tear, and that's all that's needed.
This happens to about 10,000 people a year. Do we know why that happens so often? Or
it seems to be luck of the draw. There can be some hereditary aspect to it. A lot of the weakened aortas out there that are hereditary are a part of a syndrome. So there are syndromes like Marfan syndrome, Noonan syndrome, Turner syndrome. But that has a very strong genetic component. Other than that, there can be what we find are tendencies in families toward this. It's,
you had a recent case like that, though, didn't you?
I sure did, yeah.
Who experienced an aortic dissection while pregnant. Apparently, the family said she was the fifth person in four generations to have an aortic dissection.
And in that case, there was no known genetic syndrome or anything like that. It's just a very strong predilection in her family for aortic dissection.
So family history matters.
Family history definitely matters when it comes to aortic dissection. But there are a lot of patients that have aortic dissection where there's no family history whatsoever.
Is there anything a person can do to avoid aortic dissection to begin with?
I would say the number one thing is do not smoke cigarettes. Chemicals in the cigarettes can weaken the proteins that make up the wall of the aorta. Other thing to keep in mind is to control the blood pressure. If the patient's blood pressure is high, we want to use medications to bring that down. I also tell patients there are no vitamins they need to take. A normal American diet, they would get all the vitamins and minerals they need. And if a patient has a family history, then they may want to discuss with their doctor about trying to investigate that a little bit more. Well, one of the first tests to get is an echocardiogram. It's just an ultrasound of the heart, and they just can look at the size of the aorta and see if it's enlarged. The bigger the aorta is to begin with, the higher the risk that it could tear or it could burst. If it's normal in size, then the person doesn't have a very high risk of aortic dissection. But if the aorta is larger than usual, you might need to check it every 6 months, or you might need to check it once a year, whatever the doctor feels is appropriate. And if it gets to a certain size, it's about 5 centimeters, which is twice as big as usual, then we would think about going in with an elective surgery in order to replace that section of aorta so that it never tears to begin with. So this is a surgical disease. If you don't fix it with the surgery, the person is pretty much not going to make it. But when we back that up and get the person into the OR before it ever tears, then the risk of their operation might only be 1% or 2%. So you definitely want to identify this ahead of time if you can and take care of it before it ever gets where it's torn.
Dr. Poole, thank you for being with me.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it.